Dr. Pinsky dictating a state disability exam on a female named Dana, D-A-N-A, Gleason, G-L-E-A-S-O-N. I am in receipt of limited medical records to review. Prepared these consist only of a single progress note from North American Spine and Pain on 9-14-21. Prepared at that time, Ms. Gleason had a history of back and right hip pain that had been persistent since pregnancy. Prepared, she had undergone an MRI and physical therapy in the past without significant sustained relief. Period. She was examined and found to have negative straight leg raising. Period, range of motion in the lumbar spine was restricted to 70 degrees of flexion while in pain and 20 degrees in extension. Period. Her diagnoses were lumbar degenerative disc disease with facet arthropathy, herniated nucleus pulposus, radiculopathy, comma, stenosis, comma, myofascial pain syndrome, comma, and neuropathic pain. Period. She also was rendered diagnoses of bilateral primary osteoarthritis of the knee and cervicalgia. She was also given a diagnosis of opioid dependence with other opioid-induced disorder. Period. In point of fact, Ms. Gleason insisted on receiving oxycodone without Tylenol, stating the combination pills trigger her migraines. Period. She was unwilling to switch to any agent containing Tylenol and states tramadol makes her drowsy. Period. If she is unable to obtain oxycodone, the only other option would be Nucynta IR. Period. She was refilled on OxyContin and oxycodone. Period. She was prescribed tizanidine, a Flecker patch, comma, and acetaminophen, 650 milligram, two pills twice per day. Period. He also recommended she undergo epidural steroid injections. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Bilateral hip extension was full to 30 degrees. Period. External rotation on the right was to 35 degrees and left to 45 degrees, which was full. Period. Most of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres of the crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted low quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to the right anterior superior iliac spine and just inferior to it. Period. She conveyed that she has had a congenitally fused right hip. Period. Cervical normal thoracic. She was tender in the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with a deliberate gait with no limp or foot drop. Period. She did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes with some balance difficulty. Period. She changed position slowly but was able to squat and rise. Period. She had superficial global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period. She pointed straight leg raises maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Findings and conclusions. Dana Green, who is a 39-year-old woman, reports having chronic pain in her back, hips, and legs. Period. The onset was in April 2014 with no trauma. Period. She received extensive treatment, including various medications. Period. By the time she was seen at North American Spine, she on 9/14/21, she conveyed how she did not want any medication with Tylenol with acetaminophen in it. Period. She wanted pure oxycodone. Period. This would suggest some substance abuse problems. Period. She did, in fact, admit to having narcotic dependence. Period. She nevertheless remains on oxycodone and morphine. Period. She indicates she uses a cane when the pain is really bad and to get up from a sitting position. Period. She's currently ambulated without a cane. Period. Next section, pertinent findings. She ambulated without a cane or limp or foot drop. Period. She had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. There was superficial global tenderness to palpation about the lumbar spine, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the right hip. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. New paragraph. Prognosis and activity level. Unfortunately, Ms. Gleason has been on narcotics for many years and evidently has become dependent on them. Period. This seems to have been precipitated by her pregnancy. Period. The progress note provided listed several diagnostic assessments, but no results of objective diagnostic studies. Period. Accordingly, this claimant's subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings. Period. It would appear that she is more functional than she would otherwise portray. Period. Due only to her subjective complaints of pain, she would be limited from very strenuous activities. Period. Routinely, she would not have any limitations on walking, bending, reaching, turning, holding, period, and